It was all right. Kind of okay. But it was better than basic, so yay. Getting head at night in the day.
But about my some head.
Check out my mixtape dropping
some head.
The end.
Some head.
Some head.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Preach! Church!
So, if you like that...
if you like that, you'll love this podcast. Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising. We're back.
Please let that be the actual intro.
That is the actual intro.
So, I'm Shanika.
I'm Sam.
We are Slam Pow Productions.
We are the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of two black polyamorous
20-somethings.
Individuals, 20-something individuals.
New York City.
Getting dick, getting pussy, you know, fucking riding Sibians. I don't fucking know.
You know, we're doing whatever we do.
We're just, having
sitting
a great
in a
time.
Room talking.
That's really all we're doing. But you love it.
Hopefully.
So thank you for joining us.
Yeah. So we're thinking about having a Valentine's weekend party.
Woo!
Might not be on Valentine's weekend, but it's going to be a fun situation.
It's going to be drinks, dick.
Yeah. Drinks. I know I'm going to make some blue moon shots in oranges.
Oh.
I saw that on BuzzFeed or somewhere.
That's so pretty.
It's going to be cute shit.
I'm going to give everyone at the party head as soon as they walk in.
Yeah.
So if you don't come, you're missing out.
I'll watch.
I'll record. I'm a filmmaker. Sam's a slut. No.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let's start the show.
So the first segment is Fuck That.
I don't know the title.
It's officially Fuck That.
Fuck That. Okay.
Forever.
Okay.
Fuck That for life.
This is our current events segment, so we're going to be talking about some current ass events.
Yeah, current as
first
shit.
First on our list.
Tell him don't waste my time. Tell him don't waste my time.
All right, hashtag waste his time 2016.
Yeah.
I love the savagery of this.
Yeah.
In case you
aren't on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which we are. Follow me at SlamRid. I'll be saying some things sometimes.
At Shanika Powell, I say a lot less.
That's fine.
But, you know, follow us at Slam_Powell.
Yeah.
So this is basically a response to what fuckboys do.
All right, so the original hashtag was actually Waste Her Time 2016.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that was trending for a little bit, but it did not go as far as Waste his Time 2016.
Of course.
So guys were just like, oh, here's the ways which we waste our time, LOL, or whatever.
Oh, fine.
And then, I think it was black women, I think it was black Twitter, as per usual.
As it always is.
Kind of, took that concept. Basically, it's, a series of tweets in which people express the different ways that people waste time in relationships.
Yeah.
Or budding relationships.
Yeah. Like
or
the
dating
flirting
situations.
And the fucking. And the...
Fucking situations, whatever, yeah. So, women started to tweet, role reversal type situations where they're like, this is how I waste his time, but really the essence of it is
this is what's happening.
These are how guys waste our time.
So
very heteronormative, but
hilarious. And then there was the shitty guys response.
Yeah, I mean, some guys were just like, see, that's why y'all bitches is not getting any dates or whatever, or that's why y'all not in relationships. But the point was not that women are actually wasting time in 2016 or are planning to. The point is, it was flipping it on its nose or whatever. It was satire.
Yeah, it's an interesting intersection of misogynists and people without a sense of humor.
The worst kind of guy. The worst kind of fucking people.
Oh, because, you could be a misogynist and be like, ha-ha, that is how we are.
Right, exactly.
Or you have no sense of humor and you're like, don't understand.
Wow, bitches really is wasting his time in 2016.
What the fuck?
Oh, so stupid.
No.
That's not the point, guys. Yeah, I like saw this girl. Somebody on my Facebook liked this, and I should probably delete her, but she liked this post that this girl put, and she was like, man, is this really what the dating game has come to in 2016? Why are women doing this? And they wonder why they can't get any dates. She was just like being one of those I'm not like other girls type girls. And it got 300 likes, and it's like, man, the basis of your argument isn't even factual.
No,
that's
it's
not what
based,
the tweets are about.
It's based on your misconception of the tweets. Of a joke.
Of a joke, exactly. Fucking read Chaucer or some shit. Learn what satire is. What the fuck are you
read
doing,
read one poem.
Anything.
Well, I started sharing my story when I founded Stop Rape Educate last year. I was raped on September 8th, 2014. And a few days after, I just decided to start sharing my story because I didn't think that it was taken seriously by the NYPD.
Amber Amore is a 27-year-old New York activist whose work centers on creating a culture of sexual consent and empowering sexual assault victims to report their assaults. So she's been doing this work since 2014.
Yeah, she was.
She started shortly after she was assaulted, but she happened to be assaulted for the first time when she was like
12.
Yeah, when she was 12 years old. So she's been doing this whole tour called Stop Rape Educate, and she takes her tour to South Africa. And while she's in South Africa, she's staying with a friend, and the friend has another friend or whatever. And she actually just, like... Okay, so she gets sexually assaulted, and she lays out the story that I'm about to tell for you as she posts a selfie, like, right, like, minutes after she gets sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
So the story goes, she's, like, with a friend, and she had food poisoning for 2 days, and she was, like, disgusting because she was, like, sweating out the food poisoning, so she was about to, like, do something else for her tour, and she wanted to take a shower. Before that, she had met the friend's friend, and they made out one time or whatever, but she realized that she wasn't interested in him.
Yeah, and he was also too drunk. Like, it was just, like, not a good time
as
well.
Yeah, when they were making out, yes. So he goes to take a shower, and she's like, I have to take a shower as well. And he's like, you want to take a shower with me? And she's like, yeah, sure. So while in the shower, he rapes her.
Yeah, and she's, it's vaginally like pretty
and anal penetration that she did not consent to.
Yeah, and she has the details on her.
Yeah,
you can find the details.
Yeah, she lays out the details, mad triggering, so.
Yeah, we're not going to read them to you.
Don't look at it or whatever.
Yeah.
God, what is her fucking Instagram? Her Instagram is Creating Consent Culture. All regular spelling, no spaces, no underscores. And, like, in the selfie, she's, like, crying and stuff like that.
She's pictures her as she's getting her rape kit done.
Yeah, so she's just extremely transparent about it.
Yeah, the entire... And then she also was talking about, like, the first time, comparing it to the first time that she got assaulted, and she was saying, like, 8 police officers showed up, all of them men, one of them being like, are you sure he understood that you said no?
Yeah.
And I think the work she's doing is so important, and I think she's, like, so brave.
So the fact that she's going through this and she's showing people what it's like, and
so it's just strong as hell.
It is mad strong, and I applaud her for being so transparent or whatever, because dickhead alert. Okay, so I heard about the story and I was like, damn, she got raped. That's sad, obviously. And then I read the story, and then as soon as I read she went to the shower with the guy, me buying into rape culture was like, why the fuck did you go in the shower with the guy? And then I was like, wait, pause, stop.
I felt the same way,
too. It doesn't matter what the fuck you do. As long as you're like, I don't want to have sex with you, and the person penetrates you or assaults you in any sort of way, it's automatically rape.
Yeah.
And she just, like, deconstructed the whole myth of the rape victim. Like, she could have, like,
she
fudged it or whatever. She could have been like,
we never made out and he came
with
that
me.
Well.
Yeah, we never
he
made
stalked
out,
me into the shower.
She was just like, this is what actually happened, and it's still rape, and it still hurts, and
here's
I still did not deserve it no matter what.
Yeah, here's why there are no blurred lines in this situation.
Yeah, and because I said I don't want that.
Exactly.
Or I did not say I
you
wanted
like,
that.
Do you, and also, if you're gonna... Oh, never mind. It's too graphic. But if you read the situation, none of it was like a...
No, it wasn't like she, like...
It wasn't like a pleasant thing, and then it turned wrong. It was just immediate assault.
Exactly.
Trigger
alert. We're about to describe the details. Skip forward 1 minute if...
If you
don't
want to
hear
this.
He penetrated her.
Yeah, she didn't ask for it.
Yeah, for no reason.
It was rape.
And then she passed out, and he came back
when she woke up, yeah, and then to continued. Like,
keep going, yeah.
Just rough. The guy's been arrested.
Yeah, the guy has since been arrested.
Out? I think he was out on bail, though, which is the equivalent of, like, 75 American dollars. Oh, damn.
I don't even remember but that. That's terrible.
It's at the end of, I think, the article you put in there. Like, a little update. But we follow in the case, so we'll let you know what happens.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so much respect. And I get what was really, so usually when I'm doing research for this podcast, I'm usually looking at articles that already have, like, a point of view that I find to be positive and constructive. Mm-hmm. So this is the first time where I was like, very moved. It was 4:30, and I guess I was just emotional because it was that time of night. not that I would have not been moved otherwise. But I wanted to, like, tweet at her, like, you've got our support and solidarity from Slam Power, whatever. Because I was like, oh, what can I do? I don't know what I can do, really. Yeah. But then, like, when I typed in Airman the Activist and looked it up, people were saying some rude shit. Yeah. Like, this is, like, one of the first times that I have seen reactions to something like this. And it's just, like,
yeah,
story doesn't make any sense. Why would you go in the shower with her?
Yeah, a lot of people were saying it's, girl's like, a fool, and
she's trying herself to promote her, yeah, her rape campaign. Yeah. No one's gonna get raped to
to promote their rape campaign.
Yeah! That's,
like,
Let me just get shot
by the police so that I can be a martyr for all kids who've been shot by the police.
Yeah, that's, like, not, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up, guys.
Yeah, that's, like, what it is.
You can't at once be an advocate for stopping rape culture and then buy into rape culture.
Yeah.
Like, and at that moment where you see yourself, fucking catch yourself. Like, yeah, that's what I did. That's what Shanika did.
Yeah. Shit,
we have to unlearn things, but do the unlearning. Don't just stop.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's pretty terrible. Like, whatever.
Yeah, basically, rape is rape. No is no.
Believe women.
Yeah. And we'll say that many times. You'll hear it many times. If there's, like, a mashup of us saying rape is rape across, rape, like, however many episodes we have.
Yeah, we talk about rape every goddamn episode. I wonder why. Stop raping people. What the fuck?
Give it up. Find a new hobby.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Right? Your shtick is getting old.
Go rape on the weekends. Like, no. If you had that thought, just stop.
Jaden Smith has never been afraid to rock what he wants when he wants. And his new gig in Louis Vuitton's spring summer campaign is no exception. Will and Jada's son strikes a pose alongside three female models. But while their genders may be different, their duds aren't. And that's kind of a big deal.
Jaden Smith.
Dress advertising campaign with Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not see the pictures. I just know the story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's just, I mean,
so Jaden Smith, the son of Will Smith.
And Jada Pinkett
Smith. Carefree. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Misogyny. Fucking Jada Smith matters. I love her. So he, known carefree black boy with his sister, known carefree black girl. They just do whatever the fuck they want,
How
really.
How can mirrors be real if our eyes aren't real?
Yeah, they just tweet about shit that doesn't quite make sense to me, but that's fine for you. Yeah. It's cool. They're just kids.
They are just
doing
kids.
Whatever the fuck they want to do.
And one day,
in a position to do so why not?
I can't be too, I mean, I'm jealous, but... Right. But whatever, you know? Whatever.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, he's been seen wearing skirts in the past and stuff like that. I think at one point he tweeted, like, oh, going, I like shopping for women's clothes. And he was like, dot, 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 wait, I mean clothes.
Clothes, yeah.
Just, like, blurring the lines of what it means
to be.
All
about gender fluidity like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, exactly. So he was named... I don't know how advertising works. I don't know how modeling works, but he was a model for the new line of Louis Vuitton's women's wear.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's just a model for it.
Yeah.
I think it's like the kind of clothes and modeling. I just think it looks it looks stupid to me, but I understand that people like it a lot.
Art.
Yeah.
High fashion.
I'm like, your face looks a little shiny, and like, I don't know what your body's doing, but that's a thing. I think one of the things I took issue with. So I take issue with several things in the article itself that was reporting on it.
Mm-hmm.
Whose quote was it? It may have been
Louis article?
Vuitton himself. Hold on. Apparently,
there's a Louis Vuitton.
He's dead.
Okay. So you know who? You want to know who it wasn't? It was not Louis Vuitton himself.
He's out from the grave.
He's like,
want to hear my thoughts on Jaden Smith?
And I listened.
Maybe
listened.
Who knows?
It was from
You know, it's from a French name that I can't pronounce. It may or may not have been.
Pierre Huskeri?
Yes. He said he chose Smith because it's whoever was in charge of this decision to put him in there.
Yeah.
Said he represents a generation that has assimilated.
We could just say in a press release from Louis Vuitton States.
Damn, girl. You got this. You have, like, the language. He represents a generation that has assimilated the code of true freedom, one that is free of manifestos and questions about gender. Wearing a skirt comes as naturally to him as it would to a woman who long ago granted herself permission to wear a man's trench or a tuxedo. Mm-hmm. Like our generation has not assimilated these so-called codes of freedom. Mm-hmm. Like, way to just take a privileged rich kid mm-hmm. and put him in a magazine and mm-hmm. be like, here is why this generation is so great.
I think that's how artists and fashion people take themselves, though. Like, they think that they're always on the crux of everything, and once something happens in fashion, it's happening everywhere.
It's happening in all parts of it. Meanwhile, like, kids are still getting beat up for, like, you could be, like, the most stereotypically masculine type mm-hmm. kind of male, 12, mm-hmm. and you like a boy, mm-hmm. and you're getting murdered. Yeah. You're still getting killed.
Yeah.
Like, so, I hate, like, don't generalize a generation based on one.
Based on what's going on in your
life.
Community.
Yeah.
Because you guys are, like, the 1%.
Look at the world. Yeah, exactly. The 1% is not a mark of progress.
Yeah.
Ever. Mm-hmm. And then there was also, at the end of the article, it said that even Jaden Smith's casting in this mm-hmm. was a good, representational progress. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, because look, here's a black man mm-hmm. on this cover. But it's like, he's not just some normal black man. He's not the average black model who's either been working his way up for the jump or even was relatively rich.
Yeah.
Like, it's Jaden fucking Smith. He's a celebrity. That's why he's on the cover.
Almost everyone knows him.
Exactly.
In the entire world.
It's not just some unknown black man being on the cover of, like, a woman. Like, that's not gonna happen. That wouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
So,
I see that visibility, like, the fact that it's happening can change minds, but it doesn't mean that minds have been changed.
I don't know. I don't know if I entirely agree.
Okay.
Actually, let's finally disagree on this
fucking
podcast. It is nice to see. No, it's a cool thing to see, and it is a nice thing to see, mm-hmm. but I think just, like, it doesn't mark any real form of progress. Maybe it can.
I didn't say it marked, mm-hmm. well, no, I do think that it marks some form of progress, because it would not have happened, like, 15 years ago.
All right.
So literal progress has been made.
No substantial form of progress in my heart and
maybe
mind.
Not for everybody else, but I didn't say it's a marker mm-hmm. of progress, but I said that maybe it can actually change minds.
Then I agree.
You listen to what you would agree with me.
I was trying so hard to disagree. You did a fight on this podcast.
Nah, it's never gonna happen.
Oof.
Oh yeah, by the way, he dead.
Louis Vuitton?
Oh yeah.
He's long gone.
May have been Louis Vuitton.
That's fine.
JK.
Actually,
19th century. Oh my god, he's so dead. There's never been a Louis Vuitton.
But you know what?
Never conceptualized a Louis Vuitton. He's just a bag and like a belt.
There's a man behind that.
No. He's doing so well, though. He's really living on.
I had one more point.
Yeah.
That's just because I saw someone talk about this on Facebook. But they were like, I guess it's just interesting in general. Why is he the face of a women's wear campaign? Like, if he's saying,
clothes.
Going to buy some women's clothes, just clothes. Why isn't this just Louis Vuitton's clothes campaign?
Yeah.
Why is he the face of a women's wear campaign if he has not outed himself as, like, a trans woman or anything like that?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I am a guy. I'm Jaden Smith. We're calling him him for a reason.
It's too nuanced.
Proper pronoun. Right, exactly.
It's too nuanced.
This makes no sense.
Oh. You know what?
What's the point of that? Is it really progress?
I think it's just catchy and clickbaity and, like, oh, boy on women's campaign. Like,
that doesn't make any fucking
but that's
sense.
How people,
it's called women's
but that's
wear.
How people think about it, though. That's how you think. That's how, like, I do, when I go into the guys' section to shop for guys' clothing, I'm really just shopping for clothing, but it's like,
okay,
section.
But if you're wearing it, you're
then
a woman,
it's not,
so
yeah.
then you're the face of the women's wear campaign.
It's like the boyfriend look. It's not the boyfriend's look if
you're
just wearing.
You don't wear boyfriend jeans and all of a sudden you're the face of the men's wear campaign.
No. Very true.
I feel like that's kind of like patriarchy, but I can't quite understand why. It's,
you know what? Someone help us. Oh, you know what? So I was saying that I was down on Jaden, but in the document it says I'm all here for the carefree black boy movement.
Yeah.
Which I am here for.
Yeah.
I like the depiction of gender fluidity like that.
No, I dig it.
I'd like to see more guys in skirts. If I can see more of your legs, then hey.
I mean, I'm happy. You had also mentioned before we were recording that you said, hasn't Kanye worn a skirt before?
Oh yeah. Kanye has also always done this.
I mean, first of all, like, everything that we conceptualize, we're really only talking about, like, 300 years of knowledge. Men used to wear skirts. Men used to wear dresses. Men used to wear heels. Men used to wear makeup. Men used to wear
heels and makeup.
They stopped wearing heels after women started wearing heels. And this is all, like, 300 years time?
Yeah.
This is all stupid. Everything about gender is so stupid. It's, like, so made up. It's like, so right now. And people are like, oh, it's the way it's always been. Well, since you've been born,
since you've been here,
you're one fucking iota of existence in the broad scheme of things.
That's the importance of feminism, to highlight that, like, this is not how things have always been.
Right, exactly. Like,
it's deeply bruising to fight against your identity and to mold yourself into shapes that you just shouldn't be in. As someone who identifies as a black bisexual woman, I've been through it, and it hurts. And it's awkward and it's uncomfortable.
Mandela Stenberg comes out as bi on
on Teen Vogue Snapchat.
Yeah.
And then she also concurrently directed a very short series of like pro black woman, black girl magic videos. I feel like it's all part of the same campaign.
I think so. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right, it must be.
Yeah. Definitely. It definitely is. Right.
But one editor was like, facts. Right. Yeah. Facts.
But if you don't know, Mandela Stenberg is a 17-year-old actress. She was probably most known for her role in The Hunger Games
as Rue.
As Rue, the little girl who, spoiler, she dies at the end.
Why would you say that? Sorry. No, I'm just kidding.
But everybody was like mad that she was casted, and this is really why people really know who she was. Mm-hmm. If she was just Rue, nobody would have cared.
Yeah.
But people were mad that she was casted as Rue because they thought, based on the books, because they didn't read that she would be a white girl. But in the books, it said she was black. But whatever. All right. So, and then since then, she's been like, from there, she was just like, well, all black feminists are behind Mandela Stenberg or whatever. And then last year she did like this piece for her high school that was like, I don't remember what it was about. It was like just talking about oppression in the media and how black people are casted in a certain light in the media. I don't exactly remember. It was really cute and fun, like a good thing for a 17-year-old to do. And it went viral because she's fucking famous. Because
it's her, yeah.
And then after that, she was in the news again for calling out Kylie Jenner, because Kylie Jenner took a picture with cornrows, and she captioned it, "White girls do it better," which made me want to smack Kylie Jenner in her fucking face. And Mandela Stenberg, like, wrote a very reasoned response to her about it or whatever, and was like, understand that when you do things like that, you're, like, erasing my visibility as a black woman. So, yeah, people have been behind Mandela Stenberg as, like, a little black feminist for quite some time.
I appreciate famous people checking other
famous people. Yeah, it does. I mean, I appreciate her in general.
Yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah, so on this Snapchat, towards the end, she's like, as a bisexual black woman, I feel like my existence is often erased in the media or whatever. And then from there, the headlines were like, Mandela Stenberg comes out as bisexual. And I felt a little bit uneasy about that at first. Ooh, sorry for touching my mic. I felt a little bit uneasy about that at first because I thought it was just like sexualizing her or whatever, because I saw a whole long thing and I was like, is that all of what she said? But the snap itself was tagged, I'm very bisexual.
Yeah.
So I think it was like her being like,
yeah, she's been young and sexual, like, this is me.
Yeah, I am bisexual, so the headlines were warranted or whatever.
I guess, so my thing, so I appreciate the hashtag, you know, black girl magic.
And carefree black girl.
And carefree black girl. And I think as if I had been 12 watching a Mandela make these videos that she made for Teen Vogue, there was one about hair and every black girl's hair story. And there was one where, like, you know, it was basically a shit white girl say to black girls. Except I guess it was okay that Mandela was doing it because Francesca Ramsey was in the video. So it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And the last thing was saying, like, what does black mean to me? It means black is powerful. So those are three very simple, powerful things that I wish I had seen when I was young, because I subscribed to Teen Vogue, mm-hmm. and I was very...
Loser! Sorry.
I didn't like it as much as 17. It just didn't do it for me.
I didn't read any of that
shit. I got it for one of those, like, Scholastic subscriptions.
Oh, okay.
It was, like, easy to get, uh-huh. and then I love them. but, you know, I definitely had that, you know, that young black girl feeling insecure because my hair wasn't a certain way. My hair didn't blow in the wind like this. Mm-hmm. The boys that I liked were white because they were the guys that were often in my classes. And I was mm-hmm. like, oh, these boys aren't going to like me because I don't look a certain way or I'm not this thin. Mm-hmm. You know, that whole insecurity. Mm-hmm. I don't want to trivialize it by saying the whole insecurity black girl in, like, a white-dominated world thing. Yeah. But that's, like, that was, like, a very soul-crushing hard time to really explore yourself when you feel exotic or unloved. Mm-hmm. So, like, in that regard, I am very appreciative that this is out there, and hopefully, you know, it does for people it gives people what I didn't have, mm-hmm. which is that validation. Mm-hmm. But I guess what's frustrating for me about this is that it's so simple and so, minor celebrities, some major celebrities, and there were some, like, YouTube personalities. Mm-hmm. And I'm frustrated by the fact that it's so simple and so many people have said the same thing on so many different platforms, mm-hmm. and it always takes celebrities to really push out a message.
Yeah.
Like, I'm tired
for people to fully accept it.
Exactly. And and especially on Teen Vogue. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, it's, like, these super white institution magazines, publications, yeah. that once we make it there, we've been validated as a race mm-hmm. of people, and sure. our beauty is validated. So that bugs me. Mm-hmm. And I guess the second part is, like, the idea that, you know, our media is democratic, because everybody can make a video, mm-hmm. but not everybody's voice can be really heard and then
amplified to the point where
you're revolutionary.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to feel like, what the fuck, Amandala? I've been saying this since I was a young person, made a video about it a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Like, the myth that media is truly democratic is not true. Mm-hmm. You know, if you maybe something goes viral, good for you, congratulations. Yeah. But but I'm just tired of these people who are kind of born with opportunities. Mm-hmm. And, like, and not that you're not facing struggles and struggles, because clearly you are. I'm here for you, mm-hmm. Amandala.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, sorry to just cut in.
It's fine.
If anybody's, like, confused about what Shanika's saying, you're not coming at Amandala. You're coming at the fact that it takes Teen Vogue to... it takes Teen Vogue to recognize what Amandala has said.
Yeah.
For it to actually, quote-unquote, mean something. But it's always meant something.
Exactly.
First of all.
Yeah, that's part one.
And then second of all, it's the fact that Amandala is who she is and looks the way she looks. Mm-hmm. And that's what's accepted as this carefree black girlness.
Exactly.
And not other carefree black girls, because the spectrum is broad, and the only type of carefree black girl we're seeing in the first place are people who look like Amandala, like Solange with her big ass curly ass Creole ass light skin ass afro, mm-hmm. thin ass afro, interviewing a younger version of herself
who looks
basically
just like her.
Yeah, it's providing a very narrow spectrum of what a carefree black girl is, can be, and
just looks like.
Yeah.
And it's also, so that's, yeah, that's point two.
And it's like, how do black girls who don't fit into that feel about themselves seeing that?
That must make you
feel
even shittier.
Right.
Because it's like,
I felt shitty looking at that shit.
Right, like, I don't fit into this white world, this white femininity.
Yeah,
and then when I go to black femininity, mine isn't even fucking there.
It's not even
valid. I think because I recently, like, you know, cut my hair mm-hmm. very, very short, almost like semi-shaved. What do you call this, a shave look? I don't know what this is. It's very short.
You got the Issa Rae.
You got the Issa Rae look, which, thank you, Issa Rae. Anyway, mm-hmm. I have the Issa Rae look, and, like, even, like, the idea of, like, having a lot of hair or big hair, wanting to maintain your hair, mm-hmm. it's still... Black femininity asserted through hair is, like, a certain kind of femininity that is exalted.
Exactly.
Whereas there, I don't think I saw any
short-haired,
gender-queered short-haired people, androgynous people.
No,
they were all very
people. No trans women.
Yeah.
Or girls.
So if you're gonna shout them out at the end of
fat
your
girls.
Snap,
were there exactly. Any fat girls?
No, there was chubby.
Okay.
But I wouldn't
say, so, like, the cute kind of chubby where it's like, I like them a little bit thick, or just like,
yeah.
Hey, I'm just fucking fat, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, it's like the cute.
Any disabled girls? Any girls with, like,
no.
physical amputations?
Exactly.
Like,
so, like, she's gonna snap about this and like, throw in all of the intersections at the end of her snap, but not actually bring that to her media making?
I don't know if that's her fucking fault, though.
But she, I don't. She Teen directed
Vogue
it though.
Really, but Teen Vogue really produced this, and those people aren't in Teen Vogue. Like I'm not, and then she's only 17 fucking years old. Like I'm not gonna, okay. I'm not gonna get down on her for not putting them in it or whatever. I'm more so mad at the environment in which we live in that doesn't allow those people to be bought in. That's or whatever. Because like we have this podcast and we're able-bodied, we're cisgendered, mm-hmm. we're straightish.
straight enough.
Yeah, fucking someone could say, well, why don't you have a transgender disabled queer woman hosting this podcast? Like, I don't want it to seem like what Amanda Lindberg doesn't matter because it matters to her.
No, she
I just
does,
wish that
yeah.
everyone fucking mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll also, yeah, you're totally right about the Teen Vogue being the place. Like, they probably wouldn't have accepted that.
No, hell no.
So, you know what? I feel that.
I guess I joined OkCupid because I just want to meet people.
The dating app, OkCupid, which we discussed on our episode called Dating Apps.
Check it out.
Listen to it. So... It's weird because I feel like they suck as a website. I just think everybody on it sucks, but they're so progressive in terms of, like, what they allow you to do. Mm-hmm. Like, there's 22 different gender options.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's so cool when I read that. I was like, what?
That's really good. And then they've had people, like, you can list your relationship status as in an open relationship and stuff like that. So Friday, this past Friday, they rolled out the feature for people in open relationships to link the person that they're in a relationship with to their profile.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
It's fun.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to work. I linked mine with Akeem yesterday, and then I was like, oh, wait, I hate OkCupid.
So what is the point?
I just didn't do anything. But, yeah.
Conceptually,
now we're together
nice.
On OkCupid.
Oh.
Yeah. There was this article on The Atlantic, and for the picture for the article, it was like a man laying down and two women beside him. And
it could have
so
easily
smug.
Been the other way around.
It could have been
around.
Three fucking women.
Yeah.
It could have been three gender non-conforming people. It could have been three guys. It could have been two guys and a girl. It could have been anything, but it was just like, okay, whatever. And then other websites were like, oh, OkCupid's gonna help you get the threesome you always wanted.
No.
It's not all that polyamory is or means.
You might not even want to have sex with the other two people you're
exactly.
in a relationship
with. Exactly. They're asexual polyamorous relationships.
Seems like there needs to be a revolution in... stock photography.
Right? I mean, you're so right. Yo, we can do that. Wait, we have to do that now?
Stock photography revolution campaign starting
stock
here.
Stock photography fucking sucks. That's the most impressive for me. Really.
Right. That's what's fucking up this nation. And this world.
Shitty stock photography.
God.
So this was like trending on the trending side of Facebook, and I was like, "Shit, polyamory is really making waves."
Tell people about us.
We had the fucking that thing we talked about, the polyamory house in Bushwick.
Yeah.
I feel like everyday feminism has been putting out more polyamory. There's a lot going on.
I don't know if it's because it's like when I went to a Build-A-Bear for the first time.
You're like, oh, what? Shit, Build-A-Bear is everywhere.
Yeah, but I heard it on the radio ever since, and I've never not caught a Build-A-Bear commercial. Yeah. Same thing with polyamory.
Well, according to OkCupid, shit, did I put the facts in there? No, I didn't. But at this current point, less people, people who only believe in monogamous relationships are in the minority in OkCupid. It's like 44%. And the rest, like, are... willing to do open relationships or consider themselves polyamorous or would date people in open relationships or whatever. And I think that it said that number dropped from 8%. So people are opening up to polyamory.
Yeah.
It's not just you.
Right.
You're not just seeing it everywhere. It's
right.
actually
It's other
happening.
People. So that's good to know.
So that's interesting. Yeah. See where that happens. Don't forget where you heard it first.
Yeah. When we're still
I mean, shout out to where I heard it first. Negroes with a podcast. That's not where I heard it first. That was just where I was like, oh, they talked about polyamory in this one specific episode.
I see.
And then I was like, hey, Akeem, have you heard that new episode? Yeah. And I said this on an episode before.
Did you?
Yeah, I said this to you before.
The drugs, man. It's the drugs.
Yeah.
It's too many drugs.
So, yeah, there's tons of mediums that talk about polyamory these days.
So, yeah.
Fewer black mediums, but, you know, get it how you live, I guess. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Sorry. I felt bad. I was like, ooh, try to transition in the middle of your thought. My bad.
Nah, it's fine. Let's go.
So, on to...
Fuck it!
Cunnilingus.
Today we're talking about cunnilingus.
Getting head.
Should we start off with...
head tips or first times ever getting head is good.
I think first times ever.
Okay.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah, I've already kind of told mine, but I don't really remember what it is, honestly, but yeah.
I also don't, like, super remember, but I think what I do remember, so it was when John and I were dating. We started dating, and then we were, like, doing the whole fool around, but not penetrative sex situation. I just remember, like, going over to his place and being like, tonight is the night! He didn't drop any hints. We were making out, and then he was like, can I go down on you? And in my mind, I'm like, yeah.
Duh.
And then out loud, I was like, yeah. Okay, you can. And it was, I don't know, it was like such a new feeling. I was like, whoa.
Aww.
Like, very SpongeBob-y about it. In my mind. Out loud, I was like, whoa.
That's cute.
That's about it.
So, well, like I said last week or, like, 5 weeks ago, I don't remember. One of the first, this is, like, just what I can remember. I just got head so long ago. It was, like, 7 years at this point.
7-year-old.
But I just remember, one of the first time Akeem was just, like, we were in a fucking closet. Why weren't we not in a closet?
Why were you in a closet?
I don't know. I guess
his house was it?
His house. Yeah, but he was, like, in the basement. He's always been in the basement. but I guess that's where his, like, sister used to live at the time, and his uncle used to live there or whatever. So, and then his room, I don't know if you remember, but his room used to be, like, the open air.
Yeah.
Which, why would you do that to a young boy growing up?
It's rough.
But I guess.
Where's he gonna masturbate?
In the fucking closet. No. So we're in the storage room, and I'm, like, standing, which I don't want to ever get head standing ever again.
Oh,
it doesn't really,
no.
Or I was probably, like, squatting or something like that. But
thigh engagement.
Yeah, right? So that's when he was like, oh, baby, can you just shave it a little bit, please? And I was like, oh, damn. And
oh,
I shaved it for the rest of my life. But I don't think I was coming from head at all back in those days. Because I was, like, too, I don't know, uncomfortable in myself to be like, this is what I like and this is what I want and I'm just gonna, like, direct your face here. And sometimes, like, guys just don't really listen, so you'll just be like, please go slower, and they just won't, so you just, like, take it. And I used to, I don't do this anymore, but I used to fake coming.
Huh.
And then it would just be done or whatever. But then at some point, it got great.
You just got amazing.
You just kept listening to what I was saying, and now,
you knew.
Oh my God. Gonna get some head today.
He's gonna make it happen.
No, it's happening. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like that's everything about your demeanor.
I'm so relaxed right now.
Mm-mm. It was a good day.
It's always been a good day. It's always been a good day.
The road ahead.
The road ahead. That's
hey.
Funny. That's really funny. That's good.
I guess those are our first time stories.
Yeah.
I guess I don't come from
head. Whoa! We're so different, you and I.
This is where we disagree.
Right, exactly.
Where our bodies disagree.
Head. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh.
But, like, it does feel really, really, really great.
Mm-hmm.
I can get very close to.
Mm-hmm.
Although, when I masturbate, like, if I'm masturbating non-penetratively,
mm-hmm.
like, then I can come from, like, pressure on my clitoris.
Yeah.
But just not when someone else is doing it to me.
Okay. Do you think do you feel like you have to, like, think a lot? to get there?
No, I don't think so.
So, why don't you think you come? Or it just doesn't work?
I just don't think it works. I think it's maybe because of the way I masturbate. It's just I'm so used to coming with, like, pressure.
Okay.
A certain amount of pressure.
Your tongue can never do that.
Yeah, again. Unfortunately.
Gotcha.
Masturbating since a young age. So consistently.
Sorry.
Like, I can make myself come and, like.
Yo, I used to be able to make myself come without touching myself.
What? Wait. Talk about this. How do you do that?
Okay, so you know when you're, like, doing Kegels or whatever and you're just, like, pulling into your pussy?
Yeah.
Very scientific. Yeah, I don't know if I was just, like, lazy or just, like, mad turned on or whatever. Lazy. Mad turned on and just, like, I wasn't used to that much sensation or whatever, so, like, the slightest sensation could. I could do it right now.
Could you?
I could do it right now, yeah.
Wow.
The vibes are right down there. But, yeah, I don't do that anymore, and I'm just,
I'm
like.
I'm trying. So you just do it, like, the Kegel. You just hold it?
Yeah, I just keep, like, contracting.
Huh.
So I guess in that sense, I could come from vaginal penetration because it's like those walls that are being contracted. I don't know how it works, but yeah, I'm back in the day.
And then I was like, this is inappropriate.
But no one will ever know.
This is not the place.
You don't. No one has to know.
You're talking to me.
Yeah, it got a little weird. Yeah, right? It's recorded. We're all masturbating.
She's looking at me as she's getting herself off.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to try it out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I hate to say this because I know some people, like, listen to this podcast, but besides Akeem, only one other person has made me come from head. That's why I'm like...
Which story? Which guy?
The guy I'm talking to right now.
Yes. Okay, that's good.
It's clearly why I like him so much.
He's got the amongst key to the other honey reasons. Pot.
Yeah, he or does,
the spoon
though.
To the honey pot?
Don't make me think about it. I'm gonna get horny. Sorry.
Leave the studio moist.
Nah, but yeah, he does. He's got the key to the honey pot. The other people, like, some have been really bad. Some have been good, but I don't know.
It's not quite it.
I also feel like I have to feel very comfortable in the moment for it to happen. Otherwise,
otherwise, what the fuck?
I just think too much.
I've never had like a bad time. I've had like times where it hasn't felt like much.
What are you doing down there? Not much, I guess.
Did you start yet? Did you? Oh, okay.
And his face is like covered.
Oh, no.
Can I say a bad time?
Yeah.
Okay, so it just.
No.
It's already bad. The sex wasn't good in the first place, right? Aww. So it was just like, okay, I'm going to eat you out. Sex is not working out. I'm going to eat you out again. First of all, at some point, it starts to lose sensitivity down there or whatever. Yeah. But second of all, like... What the fuck are you doing? You're just aimlessly like mulling around or whatever. Like,
you're just going for a stroll. Maybe a little lost, trying to find something in the pantry. Right. Guess what he was looking for? Wait, what was it here?
Like, there wasn't any passion. Like, I feel like he didn't like even like want my body or whatever. There wasn't like the kisses on the thighs or whatever and like the grips and stuff like that. It was just, yeah, he was just like in my vagina with his tongue and like. At some points, it would, like, start, and he had, like, fucking amazing lips, but it just wasn't doing anything.
Couldn't use them.
Right? It was like, what am I trying to say? Like, it would finally get to a point where I'm just, like, relaxing in my head. I'm like, okay, I can make this work. If I try hard enough and I direct your head in the right position, maybe something will come of this. And, like, when he's finally come of this, yes, but I'm, when he's, like, finally getting somewhere, he would just, like, pull his tongue back dramatically. It's not a fucking porno, my guy.
Right?
Calm the fuck down. Like, nobody's looking at you. You pull his tongue back dramatically and be like, you like that shit? And it's like, I was just starting to until you pulled your tongue back like a fucking...
Why did you stop?
And then if I'm saying don't stop, like, don't actually stop. So, yeah, that was like the worst time it's ever been. It was such a letdown.
You like that? No.
Right? Yo, if I'd be really honest,
no,
not particularly.
Not quite.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
That is bad.
Womp, womp, womp. Yes. Yeah, that's probably the worst head ever.
Perhaps of the history.
History of man.
Do you think you can be silly while receiving head?
What do you mean by
that? I take this. I was watching Aziz Ansari's Master of None.
Okay, which episode? I just started watching. It's fun.
It's later in the. It is fun.
Okay.
It's later.
Okay.
And he comes up for air. And he's, yeah, like, smiling all silly, like, how's it going up there? And she's like, stop, you can't make that silly face. And it's like him between her thighs, like, all
okay,
cheesy and smiling.
That's
in his
funny.
Way.
That's
I
funny.
I thought it was cute, but I don't know. I'd be like, okay, calm down.
Yeah. Because
there's also a scene in, it was in Scandal.
Okay.
And it was like it was between Jake and Fitz. And then like both of them like come up from between her legs.
And they're like so
and
happy.
Jake is just, no, Fitz is like very like, he was just doing work. And then Fitz is very like, not Fitz, Jake. Like, Jake is like skipping with his face. Like, he's just so happy. And I don't know. I just don't know how silly you can be. Cause yeah. Like,
there's definitely that when you come up face where it's like, now I hate you or something like that. Like that kid who just kept pulling back and he would look at me like, ugh.
Like the eye booty face. Yeah. What? Like, it keep posting that thing where it's like, I eat ass, and it was these four men with the most serious faces.
I'm sorry, I'm snorting.
It was like a
profound. Oh, fuck. The sound. Okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. So sorry.
I keep lowering the gain.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, bring it back.
Woo.
But, yeah.
Oh, God. Totally, I was gonna come at you, but ooh, I need a moment. Okay, did you ever watch thanks, Lucas. Did you ever watch Sex and the City?
No.
So there's this one particular episode that stands out where Miranda, the one with the red hair, I think she was like in a relationship with a guy for a really long time, and the first time he goes down on her, he's just like, he comes back up and it was really good, but when he comes back up, he's like covered in wetness, like completely. Whoa. And then like for the rest of the series, she calls him glazed donut or whatever. And at some point it like starts fucking with her because she's just like, oh, why does he look like a glazed donut when he comes up? So I don't know, sometimes the come up faces are just like,
yeah, but it's like, you gotta,
yeah,
like
don't look at me in my eyes. I don't want to see you. I don't know what you're going to look like.
Yeah.
I'm closing my eyes.
Once, oh man, John came up and there's a little bit of like something hanging. I don't know what it was.
Oh my God.
I think it was just very wet and there was just a little hanging off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Whoa.
I don't want to see that.
I just wiped it. I was like, oh, hold on. I had to wipe it off. I'm like, I can't.
That's interesting because I feel like
do this.
Cisgendered men at least like it when women come up with like stuff on their face or whatever. Mm. Were you like, were you wipe? I don't know. Akeem's really into that. Sorry.
Sorry.
I don't
know.
Yeah.
How do you feel about kissing immediately afterwards?
I have no qualms. My vagina.
Qualms.
My vagina is great. You can kiss me afterwards.
Huh. I don't usually mind.
Okay.
But, like, I feel better when there's, like, a trail of kisses back up and then the kiss afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Just a little less. I guess it's just because, like, it's like.
Wipe your mouth first.
Yeah, it's just like my vagina. I'm with it all day. And I'm like, just stuff coming out. I'm not like, yay about it. It's like.
Okay,
it's just,
I don't really care.
Huh.
I gotcha.
I don't hate it. I'm not against it. Yeah. I'm just like, you know, if it wasn't as moist, didn't have to be freshly moist.
Yeah. Okay. Right, yeah. Yeah, sometimes it's just like, it's a little salty.
It's like,
I didn't particularly want that, but yeah.
And it's over soon. You know, once you kiss a little bit, it's all gone.
Yeah. It's just when this kid, the very emotional kid, oh God, he was like giving me head. It was just, my legs were like wide open or whatever. And he was like down there and he kind of like twisted me to the side and just licked my pussy like horizontal. Is that vertically or whatever?
Oh.
Just licked it vertically. Like,
that's a good thing.
Oh my fucking God.
That's a good thing.
And then like. His face was just like it was as if he was at a buffet. He was just like he was so pleased. And I was like, it's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing.
It's
oh my God.
Like,
and he put his finger
lips.
In my butt. And just...
a lot of good things happen.
Oh my God. Whew. Sorry, guys.
Just gotta get a cool breeze in that direction.
Exactly.
I've had some good head on my couch.
Okay.
Hope my other roommate doesn't ever hear this. But there's just some times where I was just on the couch, you know, all spread eagle and whatnot, and then just it was like buffet style. It was just like just taking the arms and just when you go
my
all
God.
In,
yeah, you like, just look like you're having a great time.
Like a pie eating contest. You know what I mean? Like you're like you don't usually eat meals the way you eat pussy in theory. Like, you don't fork and knife that shit.
No, you don't fork and knife that shit. You don't fork and knife that shit.
That's why the spaghetti twirl is straight.
All right, now for that, let's do our personal... Maybe we should do our specific ideal head situations or our head tips.
Are they the same thing or just...
I don't know. It could be. I feel like there's going to be overlap.
Yeah. All right, so we'll just overlap that.
Okay.
I guess ideal head situation.
Yeah, that's a good place to start.
What's really... I like... very light and slow.
Yes.
Poetry. Light and slow. I've had the Sorry. The tongue in, vagina in and out.
Okay.
That feels nice.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
This could be dirty talk if it wasn't.
Oh, you like that? I like that.
Oh, my God. Oh, you like that? Yeah.
Oops. Dear Kegels.
What else? Oh, I like when it's when I'm like doggy style position and getting head from the back.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Something about that is just
perfect. I don't even know why I like it.
Huh.
Yeah.
And you know, if I think of anything else, I'll just spout it out. But those are like the most like.
Okay. Whoosh. Okay. So it starts off where you're kissing my neck.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
The whole zone.
Yeah, right. So like if you just suck my titties, I'm wet. So like that should happen or whatever. I don't really care about the trail done down after that. I feel like a lot of like articles are like, take time to get to your vagina, to get to her vagina or his vagina or whatever. Whoever has a vagina.
Yeah.
I don't really care about the trail down, but, like, once the pants are off or whatever, the panties don't have to be off, but the pants should be off, and, like, you're just, like, kissing around the area or whatever, and then kiss my vagina with my underwear on.
That is amazing. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. That's just, like, amazing. Not for too long where it's, like, all right, now my vagina's just drying back up on itself because I'm still wearing my underwear. But just, just to that specific point.
Just the science
of it. Right? It's like chemistry. It's like baking. Then then you take the panties off. I don't really care about fingers in the vagina. I know some people do.
Oh, I come immediately.
I could go, that's great. Yeah. I could go with or without. If you want to add them in there, just make sure it's like wet going on and not just like.
Yeah, it could be dry fingers.
And yeah, with like nails. Yeah, no nails. No nails.
You can't have like studded daggers. Nails on.
Right? Stiletto nails. Yeah. Once again, yeah, start off slow and soft, like painfully slow and soft. To the point where you think you're doing nothing. That's the perfect point or whatever. And then it'll just be like, at that point, it'll just be like, because there's a point where if you go slow and soft enough, I don't know, it's just like, it turns on a thing in my clitoris where she's just like, oh, we're ready to go. And then I'll just like pull your face in there and then I'll just do whatever the fuck I want. I'll just whine the fuck on your face. I'll be very Jamaican on your face. Yeah, and then I'll come.
That made me think of, I like being teased.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Oh, John has done like all around the area, down to the inner thighs, down to my toes, to slowly up the calves, and then to like one side, then skips over, and then down the other leg.
He's good, he's good.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then just like the soft, gentle lick, just like, not even on like the labia, just like on like the hair.
Yeah.
Right outside.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
It's a whole area to be explored.
And then I'm just
and it's all sensitive. It's not just the clit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's just like, please.
Yeah. If you like lick those labia, oh God, sometimes.
Do it right.
Yeah, just totally. I don't like tongue in the vagina.
Okay.
Like at all.
We disagree on something.
Yeah.
What's like five things you disagree on?
It's like two things. Yeah. See, that, I felt like that was tips.
Yeah, that's what we like.
Yeah, and then the major tip, just, like, ask her. Like, this one kid was like, we were sitting post-sex, and I sucked his dick, and he was like, oh, you're pretty good at that, so I'll give you some head, and I was like, thanks.
Oh, thank you.
And then we were just, like, laying down, and he was like, so, Samantha, how do you like your coon licked?
No.
He was one of the people who said coon.
Oh, what?
Yeah. And then I was like, very slow and soft, very slow and soft. And he was like, well, slow and soft it is. And he went down there. Oh, shit, that was good. That was a good head. I didn't come, but it was good.
It was good?
Yeah.
It
I don't think I was comfortable enough to come. It was, like, in his car. So, yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't think I was going to come, but.
Classic car. Was it ever in the bed?
That was a good head. Was it ever in the bed? Has there ever been a bed?
Nope.
Nope. Never be a bit. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I'm missing something.
Okay.
Sometimes, like, clitoral stimulation with the tongue while fingers are in there can feel like the best kind of apocalypse. Like, I can't. Like, oh, it's all over. So that's cool. Do you think, like, so if you give somebody directions, mm-hmm. all the steps,
mm-hmm.
and they follow them,
mm-hmm.
is it possible that it could also not work?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, like, if you're like, yeah, slow. I guess maybe if it's just not listening.
Sometimes I don't, well, yeah, sometimes people don't listen, but then sometimes I don't want to direct you at all. That's why I feel, I don't know. Because sometimes you don't want to say anything, so, like, you'll do, like, cues, like, with your, like, if I, like, turn your head to the side and you, like, go back.
Don't do that.
Why did you go back? Like, I turned your head to the side for a reason.
Maybe you thought.
There's other types of communication, you know?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, you can, like, move and arrange your hips in a certain way and they might think, oh, she's just writhing in pleasure. It could just be an adjustment.
I think they think that a lot. Oh my god, my friend sent me this meme. What did it say? Hold on, I gotta find it. Alright, so the meme says, when he's giving you head and it's hurting, but he think you're running because it feels good. Okay, it's funny because the picture is over.
It's always Michael Jackson!
What type of Michael Jackson is that?
Why is another
is that
one?
Actually Michael Jackson?
I don't know. This is also this really cute sexual one that I'm probably gonna post this week to promote this episode. It's like Bubbles from
Powerpuff Girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's the blue one? Right?
Yeah, she's the blue one.
What are the other two?
Buttercup and Blossom, yeah. Okay. When he makes you come and carries on licking your clit and then it's Bubbles just like sitting on the bed and she's like, I'm sensitive, you know? I feel like that as well. Like, I don't want you to keep going. Like, after I come and I run away, I'm running away for a reason. It's not like pull you closer towards me, but guys like to do that.
It seems a little rapey.
Oops. Yeah, it is a little rapey. I think guys like to feel like, oh, I'm accomplished and I feel in control after this. Mm. And she's like going crazy, but like, really, no, I just don't want to be touched afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah, right, because it sensitive. Is sensitive, you know?
You just did a lot to like a very sensitive part of my body.
Yeah, now it might hurt if you keep going.
Mm. Do you feel like if you give a blowjob... That, do you think like it has to be like one for one? Like if someone goes down on you,
it doesn't. You can get on them. It doesn't have to be.
Right.
I mean, I kind of just like giving head, honestly. Huh. So I'll give you head.
Can I suck your dick there?
Yeah, I do ask. I do ask before.
That's great.
Yeah, I don't feel like it has to be one for one. But at this point, if there are people who are like, oh, I don't give girls head,
then I'm not gonna give you a blowjob because it seems very strange to me.
Or I just like won't fuck with you again. Mm. It's like. The fuck is the point of this?
Yeah, for you, it's like,
yeah.
If you don't like receiving head, then you're the perfect match.
Yeah, exactly, but for me, I'm not.
I read an article where it was like, you know, like, it's like the act of, like, going down on someone is a consensual act. Like, you shouldn't feel like it's, like, in return you need something.
Yeah.
It's like you have to enjoy giving,
mm-hmm.
and they enjoy receiving. So it's like its own act in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, I agree. That's it doesn't have to be one for one.
Do I feel guilty when John just goes down on me and then we have sex and that's it? Maybe.
Oh, really?
The shit out of it? Fuck
yeah. Do you feel guilty?
I'm like, I could have put a little work in on the other end of the spectrum. Okay. He doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care.
Yeah, no, exactly.
So it's fine. It's just like fake guilt.
Okay.
That has to just be melted
societal.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe there's a deficit of cunnilingus out there because I ran across two technological items that were dedicated to simulating cunnilingus.
One is horrifying.
So, I guess, let's just talk about the bad one first, I guess. Like, this video that kind of went viral on Facebook.
It's scary.
Like a purple, just mouth. That's all it is. It's just a mouth, right?
It's just is it on the wall? It was stuck to a wall.
I don't know why it's on a wall. I don't know who's getting head on a wall. I'll probably insert the audio of it in here.
It's so scary. It's like, that mechanical.
It's very mechanical.
It's just a thick purple tongue rotating.
The whole mouth is purple.
Oh.
Why?
Right? Why purple?
I love fucking aliens. Well, alien head.
Some people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Barney purple and it's just like this protruding tongue. I don't, like, I guess you put lube on it to make it moist
it
or whatever.
It just seems like it could hurt you. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem very gentle, especially the sounds it make and the thickness. And it doesn't, like, stroke up and down. It's just,
no, it's just going
in
a circle.
Like, it's like motorboating. No, it isn't. Because motorboating is like...
And then I like saw some people commenting on it and they were like, man, changing the game out here. I gotta get me one of these. It's like, damn, you must not be getting some good head in your life.
You must be.
Like, what the fuck? Yo, shit was weird.
Like, if you like the sound of rumbling trucks and the feeling of your clitoris being crushed.
This is for you. guys gotta see this video. If I forget to link it, just like email us.
Yeah.
You have to see this shit. It's so weird.
Let's put a link on Instagram. So, just like a screen shake. You need to know. Jesus. And then there's this other thing, which looks way better. A science reporter was like, I forget what it's called, but it's like... It's like simulates suction on the clitoris. So it goes over your clitoris and it's has like three little balls that move and it like simulates just like a sucking motion.
Yeah.
And that just seems like way better. It seems like very ergonomic, you know, like
if yeah, it looks much prettier.
It looks cute. Yeah. If it wasn't $250, it's not I'd a be weird purple mouth.
It's called the Feria Arouser or her. I guess that means for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Produced by Newell.
Yeah, check it out. If you have $250 to throw down,
right? That's not gonna happen.
It's just, but it looks cool. It looks fun.
Yeah, it looks. How about it? Looks cute and discreet. Not. Yeah. Like, could you imagine your mom walked in your
Everyone
room?
Everyone will know what you're doing. Everyone will know.
It's so loud.
Imagine like you bring your vibrators. Some people bring vibrators on camping trips. You bring your giant purple tongue. You put it on a tree. You stand in front of it. What the hell?
Nah, but if you enjoy that purple tongue, kudos to you, baby. It's fine. It's not for me, though.
It's
theirs off theirs.
Oh, no.
Woo.
Oh, boy.
I think we can end it with that.
Head technology. And so that was it for
Fuck It! Now on to Fuck Me, the segment where we talk about ourselves.
Nice.
Yeah. Sneak us up.
Right. So why does my week
grab
get
the
rough?
Tissues. Oh, no.
Oh, stop it. You said tissues, and I was like, the tear gut's triggered just because you said tissues.
Oh, my God.
So and nothing to do with the situation.
Response
it's like, just because I... Oh, man. So it's been rough. So... Basically, I told John that I'd been sexting this guy that I would like to see tomorrow. It upset him. But I think not because it was like... I think he also thought I'd been sexting this, like a serially sexting this man.
Okay.
It was just like once.
Mm-hmm.
It was like once and it was fun. It was a good time.
Okay.
And so we just started talking and, you know, he was saying he doesn't feel like desired by me. Which, you know, I think is understandable because we've been having less sex recently and over, like, I think a little while. And there's been, like, a shift in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we've been a little distant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think opening up our relationship hasn't helped that because I think he does feel like, you know, like, if you don't want to spend this time with me, why are you so willing to spend it with other people? And so, we've kind of had versions of this discussion where I was saying, you know, because I've had these... I've had a rough vagina for the past 2 years, and now it's feeling better, but, like, the times when I started being sexually active and the times that I had a rough vagina are the times that they were with you. So I have kind of this, like, negative, not super excited to have sex with you kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, basically, we just had, like, two, maybe three intense conversations, so I'll just talk about, like, last night.
Because
that was, like, the most intense. Because I'd been worried. I was wondering, you know, like, I haven't been feeling, like, romantic feelings for John. And I've been wondering, I've had this feeling of, like, oh, God, have I fallen out of love with John? And that's, like, a rough
thing
to think about.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, and I was kind of getting to, he's like, how long have you felt this way for? Well, first, so we were just talking, and we were just, like, really talking, and realizing that our lines of communication haven't been as opened. Because I think we've both been sensing that there's been, like, some sort of change in things.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we were talking about it last night after, like, an initial talk. So there's, like, a follow-up talk where I was kind of talking about my feelings in the situation. And I was like, yeah, after having spoken with my therapist, because this is great. She's like, are you feeling this? Never, never, never. Magic. And I'm like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oops. Excuse me.
Cut that out.
Thank you. And then, yeah, I was just really, like, really sad. I'm like, wait, what if I'm... not in love with John anymore. You know, what does that mean for my whole entire life right now?
Yeah.
Particularly since the night before, he had, like, really described, like, how much he loved me. And it was, like, the sweetest, best thing ever. Like, I want to know more and more about you. I want to keep you in my life. And I want you to, want to grow old together. Like, just, and it was, like, as he was speaking, I was imagining, like, golden, like sticks of hay in the light and, like, boat rides. It was just, like,
such
the sweetest.
Such a cinematographer
and it's, like,
heart.
Yeah, right? Just don't have the skills. Okay. And then, like, his face was lighting up, and as he was talking about, like, how much he loved me, he was, like, filling up with this just bubbly joy, and it was, like, even just thinking about it just makes me feel better about things. And then in my mind, I was like, I don't know if things are gonna get better, or if I do feel that way, or if it's gonna get back to what it was before. So that was, like, it was a lot.
Holy shit.
It was a lot. Yeah. There was a lot going on. And so then yesterday, we were talking, and then it was basically, he was telling me just all of the fears that he had. He was like, I'm just afraid that, you know, you've fallen out of love with me, and that you don't want to be with me anymore, you think I'm boring, or just stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of just said everything, just like the worst, I think ruminating in the worst thoughts that I had, which was, one, did I fall out of love with him? There were other things. I feel like I'm saying that over and over, mm-hmm. but it's just like different variations and fears of that. And, like, why did that happen and how? And then there was even, like, he's like, well, I was like, well, my therapist said we could just, you know, we can work through it. And then my other fear was, like, but what if I don't want to work through it? What if I just want to break up? What if I don't want this? I don't want to try to make this work. Because I wasn't sure. I was feeling very unsure about if I wanted to continue. Or just be like, well, you know, it's been good. In, like, a way less dismissive way. It's been great. Mid-conversation. That's how it was. It was a very teary
not
conversation.
Not funny, but the way you said
dark but, humor. So, yeah. And it was just, I felt really shitty. Because I was like, is this relationship over? And I felt bad because I was wondering, because I was feeling like a lot of pressure. He's like, doesn't pressure me into sex and hadn't been pressuring me to have sex as often as he wants to have sex because of health needs and issues and things. And I think it's that, like, kind of, like, desexualized our relationship a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then combined with, like...
Does it have anything to do with the fact that you guys live together?
Yes! Okay. Thank you.
Wow.
and I understand, right? She made the antenna side. And it was the idea that also we do live together and we spend a lot of time together. And have been since we moved out of the dorms into... I moved in with him in his apartment,
mm-hmm.
in our apartment now. And just feeling like... I don't know, I don't have space, time to myself as yeah. much as... I feel like a lot of people do get time to themselves, so mm-hmm. I feel like that affects how you feel about somebody.
Definitely.
And it was literally like I'd be on the subway and I'd like step a few steps back from him, like, I haven't seen you from a far distance in a little while.
Wow.
This is how it feels. I'm like, yeah. Oh, this is interesting. I can see you from head to toe. This is nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like that's also a thing. And I think this is also a time for me to... I feel like I've been slowly losing my sense of self since high school. Mm-hmm. And
Did you ever have it in that case?
Yeah, right? Did I?
Yeah.
But I think this is like when I'm finally really pursuing me and things. And I guess in a sense, his fear was that he was... restricting me or being like a drag on my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of feeling like, especially with this open relationship thing, I just want this so badly. I just want it.
Yeah.
You know? And like, if you like disregard what the other person is feeling, just like, what are your true thoughts? What are my thoughts? I would like to fuck other people.
Yeah.
That's just something I want. And just to not be able to have that and or to have something that I fundamentally would like conflict with what John would fundamentally like is just like frustrating. And I'm also very bad at... conflict is hard for me. And yeah. not that we're fighting, but it is conflict. And I tend to, like, when I'm in a conflict with somebody, eye contact is hard. Like, I just distance myself from it because I don't want to deal with it or confront it. So I think that could also be a part of it. And then there was also, like, when I was with... Like, when I first had feelings for Dick I'll Never Have, I think that's when the rift started because, like, you know, I'd see John, and then I'd feel very guilty about having feelings for another person. This is before, like, we even talked about our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I would see him, it wasn't just the sudden, like, just the open, like, love and affection. It was just guilt. Like, oh, no. And it wasn't even, it's not that I was thinking about Dick I'll Never Have romantically when I was with John, but it was just, like, kissing John and be like, oh, no, I have feelings for another person.
Yeah.
Not that I didn't have feelings for him, but it was just this, like, not, it wasn't, like, free-flowing love in yeah. my mind. And so all of that's been happening, and I think that's led to kind of like an outing of a spark in our relationship. Because I feel like our romantic love, I'm not feeling romantic love for him. Although I do love him. I was uncertain about that, but I do love him and want to be with him. because, like, I was, we were talking about it, and it was, like, that's when I, when, like, the moment where it's, like, I don't know if I want to try to mm-hmm. make this work. Mm-hmm. And then I was, like, looking at his face for a little bit, and I just, like, broke out into tears. I'm like, wait, no, I don't want that. I do want to make it work.
Your fucking job.
Yeah. And I think that's how I'm, like, oh, no, yes, I do. Because that was, like, my most emotional, yeah. I was, like, sobbing. Before, it was just, like, you know, the silent cinematic tears. Whereas this was, like, the,
the not pretty tears.
Just a lot of crying yesterday.
Yeah.
So... Oof, was I? Just a lot. There was a lot discussed. And I think it was, like, just the most... I think this is, like, everything is out on the table. You know, mm-hmm. all feelings that we've both been having. Because I've been feeling like, oh, I've been feeling this way and he hasn't noticed. But he's totally been noticing.
Yeah.
It's like his worst fears have been everything that I've been thinking. And I've also been having my worst fears about being in a relationship with him. And I guess, ultimately, I was, like, thinking about, okay, people who are in marriages for 70-plus years... Maybe some of them are hot for each other constantly, but I feel like, you know, there's definitely ebbs and flows. And
for sure.
There's also, like, I'm thinking about, like, those moments where people are like, oh, yeah, in my relationship, you know, it's not always going to be, you're not always going to like the person sometimes.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that you want to continue to make something work and you want things to get better and to be with that person.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely don't want to be without John.
Yeah.
Like, definitely not. I think I do want more space myself,
mm-hmm.
But I want John in my life, definitely. And I think just having that knowledge, okay, no, we're just going through a thing.
Yeah.
It's been like a year-long rough batch. It's been a silent
rough
batch.
Like that sometimes.
And it's what was surprising is, like, I didn't even notice that it was like this. It was like, oh, our communication is, like, stellar. Because mm-hmm. we were very open, but I guess, like, sometimes the things that, you know, you're really scared of and hurt the most, even when you're, like, with the person who you are the most open with, there's just things you don't want to share, especially when it has to do with that person.
Yeah.
Like...
Sometimes you're not even, like, thinking it to yourself. You're, like, brushing the feelings off.
Exactly.
As if they're nothing,
you
and
don't
not really reflecting
them.
On your feelings.
Yeah,
so.
Which I totally wasn't. And so that was a thing. So that was just really intense. I was up very late doing that, and then I did research for this podcast. That's why I was up so
much
fucking
appreciated.
Late.
Much appreciated.
Just fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But I think ultimately... Because I don't want things to go back to normal, because normal wasn't the best normal.
Mm-hmm.
I think and I don't think we'll ever get back to when, like, we first started dating kind of.
No,
life,
it's never
going to
be like that ever again.
And this is my first relationship and my longest relationship,
mm-hmm.
so I don't even know what, you know, maybe this is just is how it feels, you know? It's like, okay, things are a little different.
Yeah.
And you just got to work on it.
Yeah.
Get the little logs in the fire, and just, because I do love him very much.
Mm-hmm.
See him on time. He's, like, sleeping, and I'm like, ha, 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 ha,
yeah.
Let me wake you up, because I'm a dick. I'm, like, the worst. I'm, like, such a mean girlfriend. I disregard his needs constantly. Are you sleeping? Because I want to play. And I'll, like, hump him in the morning.
You're a baby.
I'm, like,
hump
him awake.
You're like a toddler. I'll hump him awake.
And he'll be like, what? I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry. Was I sorry? No. Am I ever
cute.
Sorry? Nope.
Nah, you're not.
So yeah, that was the relationship life. The second thing is receive my first solicited dick pic.
Woo!
Yeah! This is from, does this guy have a name?
Name.
Oof. All right, let's think. He's very happy to be mentioned on this podcast.
Mr. Happy.
No.
His name is Dick.
Oh, call okay. him Thick Dick. Cause from the-
Wow.
So rude.
Dick I'll never have.
Radio
thick
silence,
dick.
Thick dick, and then caramel dick.
Three out of the four names are identified by their dicks.
Yeah. Oh, no, he doesn't deserve that. He's like a nice guy. He's a nice guy.
A thick dick is a compliment.
Right?
In
yeah,
some
no,
circles.
It looks great. It was just a very... I'll read. So we were sexting.
Yeah.
Just the first time. I actually deleted it because I was like, oh, I can't have his dick on my phone. That's, anything could happen, you know? So I deleted it, but I actually deleted the whole text. The whole text chain got deleted. So,
technological.
I asked him, can you please send me, can you send me the whole sex chain? And he did. But it's like in the form of a slideshow. I'm like, that's interesting. I didn't know. I'm like, is it just going to, you were like, it's going to be a slideshow of his dick. Like one slide at a time.
That's
but
funny.
It's the same thing. So I have to take off my glasses to see it. On my phone because that's the funny. Picture is tiny. It's just, his dick isn't small.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's just a small picture on my phone because it's in a slideshow format.
Yes, yes.
His dick looks good.
Yes. clarify.
Yeah, so it was, oh, all right, so here we go. So he's just, like, very fun. It's like, so we're flirting. Like, some, like, chillaxed flirting. And I was like, haha. He's like, I got a haircut. I just wanted to let him know I got a haircut. Because I was, like, worried that he wouldn't find me attractive. And I was like, haha, I got a haircut. And I'm pretending to be bold and confident, but I'm worried that you won't be as attracted to me with short hair. And the feminist me is like, whatever, but the simple bitch in me is like, my life is over. And he was like,
this boy I'm talking to doesn't like short hair.
Right? Oh, no. And he was like, nah, I saw the haircut, the fresh cut online already. A+, still want to do all manner of terrible things to you. I was like, whoa. Oh, and then, oh, no, it actually started with, okay, so it started with something, I'm curious about how sexy you can be over text, I say to him. And I was like, is that horrendously forward? He's like, nope, that's the perfect amount of forward. And I'm like, yay.
Yeah, you guys are doing good.
And then he was like, is this the part where should I read this whole thing? It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Right? All right, so.
You're so excited. Right?
Do it. Is this the part where I tell you, about, fuck.
You can't fuck it up, Shinigami. You're going to read it, read
it's
it.
It's really tiny and green and white.
Oh,
it's
gotcha.
It's hard to see.
Yeah, I understand.
Is this the part where I tell you about pulling you close and making you hot, or do I make you tell me what you want? I'm like,
I like
this. The fact that he was like, do you want to make you do anything makes me happy.
Yeah.
It's like, I was like, oh, I want to know what you want. Because I was like, oh, shit, not prepared. He was like, I certainly wouldn't mind my head between your thighs, licking your pussy, watching the climax wash over you.
God.
I just had to do that for memory, though, because the bottom of it was cut off. I was like, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I think he was with his grandmother at the time. Family dinner or something.
Shut up, grandma. I gotta send this text, this sext.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, what would you be interested in? And it was like, what else would you be interested in?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, well, I wouldn't mind, like, having your lips around my cock and bending you over. And I'm like, oh, two things I'm good at. There's something.
The only thing.
Right? There's something about it. I'd love to feel you ride me. And I was like, well, I've got asthma, but I'll try my best.
It's so funny.
Because,
you gotta be honest.
It's a real thing.
We talked about last week.
It's a serious thing. Oh, and then we got into practicalities of it. But it's, like, rough because, like, I live with my boyfriend. He knows his parents.
Oh.
So will it ever happen? I was like, we could just eye fuck over coffee, you know. If it
that's
comes,
cute.
If it comes down to it, and he's like, I'd rather just regular fuck. And I agree.
That's funny.
But yeah,
I hope it works out.
And just like he was like hashtag rate my dick, and I just could I like the rating scale. It was just thick, just a thick looking dick.
Good dick.
And it was like his hand, just the amount that his hand wrapped around it.
Ooh.
It was in a way that I was like, oh,
other scale
seems difficult to get your
ooh,
hand
your
around
whole
it.
Hand around.
I'm
it.
Like, sorry.
Maybe
I sent him a titty
hands.
Pic, okay. Some titties. Oh, I told him when he sent me the dick pic. I was like, make sure you 3-point light that shit. I'm a filmmaker. And it was a good one. It was a very nice
he
one.
He 3-point lit that shit. He was like, oh,
like,
shit.
The lamp was the backlight. And it's just, it was a whole thing. And then when I said him, like, left tit, then right tit, with, like, the grainiest.
Wait, you sent one picture of one titty and one picture
yeah.
of the other titty? Yo! I've never heard of that before. That's different.
It wasn't both of them at the same time. And
that's
it was
funny.
Gradient dark as fuck.
Your shitty ass skills. That's why we do a podcast. We can't actually make
production
things.
Production value gets in the way of our content.
Just kidding.
We stitch together.
Right? Nah, because our Photoshop skills
side,
suck too.
Oh. One tin is from the side and the other is frontal.
You weren't even consistent
not
about your angles.
Full chest.
That's funny.
But right.
What did he say in response?
Oh, it was nighttime. Wait, I'm so sorry. That sounds really strange. it was bedtime, so we fell asleep. But no.
Okay.
I sent them to him in the morning, and he's like,
okay.
"Oh, what a great way to wake up."
Oh, that's good.
Then I was like ragging on the picture. I basically said everything I said just now. And he was like, boobs are boobs are boobs.
Yeah,
and
niggas
was like,
don't
indeed.
Care. Dudes don't care.
when you call a white Hispanic man, I was origin, just nigga.
I call everybody nigga.
Everyone is a nigga.
The collective nigga. We're all niggas.
So that's that. And that is
okay.
My fuck me for the week.
Ooh, boy.
It's a lot going on.
Is it my go?
Yes.
So if you remember last week, I talked about Akeem a little bit, and I talked about somebody nicknamed this kid for me. The kid I'm talking to.
It's Waken Cake.
Waken Cake?
That's like the worst thing name. He's ever done, though. Oh, I see.
All right. I'm just going to call him 23, and that's only because he's 23, and that's the only
it's
reason.
It's very safe. It's
There's
factual.
Nothing else. Yeah. It's not factual. Based on anything else. Offensive. Yeah, so I talked about Akeem, and I talked about him. And then, like, the day the podcast came out, Akeem listened, and apparently, okay, I said that at that party that Akeem said, we're single, yeah, we're single. Akeem did not say that, guys, and I just misheard. I don't know how the fuck I misheard. I don't know if it was the hoe ears. I mean, we were at the hoe ears. We were at a party called Tacos, Tequila, and Trap. There was a lot of trap music. It was hard to hear what was going on. But apparently he said we're in a relationship or whatever, so that was just like, he like hit me up and he was like, I didn't say that or whatever. And then while I was talking about 23, the kid from last week, I said that you asked me, could you see yourself being in a relationship with this kid? And I was like, yeah. And then I said, because Akeem's okay with it. And Akeem was like, but you didn't let me know that you were, you could see yourself being in a relationship with this kid. And I was just like, but we talked about the fact that you were okay with me being in a relationship. And I only started thinking about this like a week beforehand. So I just didn't.
There's no time to tell.
I didn't really see the need in telling him or whatever. It wasn't like I was getting into a relationship with the kid or anything
like
that.
That's how you felt.
Yeah, exactly. So, but he was like, I want to hear important things that pertain to you and me first before you say it on the podcast. But I don't know what those important things are. So now I'm just going to tell him everything that I'm feeling ever or whatever.
It's hard. It's rough.
And then, oh god, I don't really even want to say much. This is so stupid. I didn't even want to tell the story last week, but you guys forced me.
I held her down.
So I don't know what about me is a masochist, but we're in the kid's car and I'm about to get out and we're just talking and I'm like, oh yeah, I mentioned you extensively on my podcast. And he's like, did you really? And whatever. It just gets into the situation where he's listening. And I'm in the car and I'm like, maybe you should stop now.
stop now.
And then
stop.
It gets to the point where I'm like, oh God, what did I say? I was like, he's hitting me up every day or whatever. And his face went from giggles to, ugh. Bitch, get the fuck out of my car. He didn't tell me that or whatever, but I was just like,
he didn't
damn.
Want to drive you anymore.
I was already in front of my house. No, I don't mean that.
No, yeah. It's one of those disclaimers, like, the views of this party are not represented by the
All right, let me get to what I wrote down yesterday, because I've just been thinking about this shit, like, all week. So, like, after that, it was just like, he was like, upset by it or whatever. He said it like hurt his pride. And I guess his main qualms with it were, one, that on the podcast it was, or it came across to him or whatever, because like how you interpret something and how I meant to be interpreted are both valid even though they're different or whatever. So I didn't mean to do it like that. But he said that I was he didn't say this, but this is what I wrote it down as. I was conflating his jokey flirtingness with his real feelings or whatever. And just, like, shitting on them all. Like, the jokey flirtingness I was talking about, like, the waiting for you at the altar or whatever, just made him seem like a creep or whatever. Mm-hmm. Which I didn't think that it seemed like that. I was just trying to, like, talk about mixed signals or whatever. But
very mixed signals.
Yeah, he shut up. He took it as me trying to make it sound like he was, like, a creep who was doing too much. Because I kept saying, oh my gosh, Shanika, it's so much. It's so much. But I didn't mean it's so much as in he's doing too much. I meant it's so much for me to process.
He was throwing a lot out there.
Yeah.
And I think particularly with text, you can't always tell when someone is being jokey. I guess it helps to clarify.
So, yeah, so that was, like, his first issue. And then his second issue with it was that, and I totally was doing this, I would read his text, but I wasn't reading my sappy-ass responses for a number of reasons. One, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is not that I'm, like, having feelings for him or whatever, because I said that, and I essentially just said it or whatever. The point of the story is, like, I felt this way because of what was coming at me, because it's my podcast, not his podcast.
Yeah, it's your point of view.
It's my point of view, exactly. Two, because I know that Akeem listens to this, and I just didn't want him to like fucking somebody is one thing, but like
hearing the
expressing actual feelings for somebody,
the feelings is there being caught is
exactly
another thing.
That's yeah. So I'm like, ooh, in my head or whatever. And then I don't even know what the third reason was why I wasn't saying that. I guess I kind of don't want to seem like a sap on the show or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like a funny podcast. It's not like a let's talk about love podcast. It's like we're like talking shit here.
But I just went to my whole relationship. No.
True. Yeah, I guess I'm the, I guess that's just me. I'm just kind of an abrasive
person.
That's
how you represent yourself. That's how you are.
That's how I actually am. Yeah, my friend said, you can be a bit of a hard ass, Sam, and maybe you should take into account how other people feel about that. I was like, nope, shut the fuck up, bitch.
It's your safe space, though. This is our space. It's
exactly.
Is that not honesty, though? Like, that's just, here's how I was perceiving it, and it's also, this is a podcast where things are curated.
No, he totally understands that. He's like, I can't be mad at it because it is your show, and that is how you're perceiving it. And maybe you are conflating the two because you don't know me and you don't know when I'm joking and when I'm not joking. Although, like, something, like, I didn't think he was actually waiting for me at the fucking altar and things like that. Like,
it's just a strong expression of sentiment that had previously not been expressed.
I thought it was funny. yeah. I don't know.
When the podcast seeps into your real life.
That's what it's doing. That's what it's been doing for some time now. Yeah, so we're just, like, still talking, but, like, he's, like, deep down, he'll always feel, like, a little bit of resentment, but he's willing to, like, pretend that it's not there, and...
And then it'll disappear one day.
Hopefully.
And if it doesn't, it doesn't, you know? He can't control your feelings, you can't control his feelings.
Yeah. I still want to try, because I do like this kid. Okay, so here's where I reveal a little bit of the sadness. So we were talking on the phone for, like, 4 hours yesterday, and then he's just, like, a piece of shit, because he falls asleep on the phone, and he's, like, falling asleep or whatever, and I kept calling him back, and he was, like, kept falling asleep immediately after I would call him back. So at some point, like, I had my headphones in, and I'm just, like, doing what I need to do for the podcast, and listening to him breathe on the phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Revealing
goodness.
Myself.
It's mad cute. Yay. Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see.
Feelings. Good feelings.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, alright, so fuck you this week. We have, in honor of Cunnilingus, 3 Cunnilingus entries. We have 2. What's the word I'm looking for? 2 testimonials and, oh no, we have 3 testimonials. We have 2 testimonials and 1 story. This is a Cunnilingus testimonial. M writes, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I love about eating a girl out.
Hey.
Okay.
He's doing great.
He writes, the sounds. The little pants and whimpers. The broken moans. Watching her toes curl. Hard breathing. And he writes, feeling Jeremy compensate by arching up and grinding against my tongue.
Wait, what is Jeremy?
What is Jeremy?
I don't know. Wait a second.
That's what happens when you don't proofread. And I was reading it last night, like, what could Jeremy be?
Her body?
How do you autocorrect her body from Jeremy? It even it has the capitalization.
Wait, that ruins it for me.
Is that like a Freudian? Is that a Freudian slip?
Yeah, that's what I feel like it is.
Jeremy, what? Nothing.
All right, just read it again. Can you read it again?
Feeling Jeremy. Sorry, guys. We're really not this meme.
Just great.
Feeling Jeremy compensate by arching up and shit, and grinding against my tongue, feeling her clit quiver and throb. Maybe he knows a girl named Jeremy.
Maybe.
Okay. That 20-second grip on my tongue as she climaxes into exhaustion, the way she grabs my neck or the back of my head to pull me up to taste herself on my lips when I've done well. Whoa. If she's nasty enough.
Wow.
That's M's testimonial. Yeah, it's pretty sexy. It's pretty sexy.
Was he trying to arouse me? Because a little bit.
Maybe you're Jeremy.
Anybody could be Jeremy. Yeah. Never
there's just the tiniest bit of a little spark
in the loins.
In the womb. Yeah. Wait, no, that sounds horrible. The womb.
In the loins. You're pregnant? Like, what?
Felt the baby kick in there.
Single drop.
All right, now we have another short testimonial from Tad.
Ooh, Tad. All right.
Tad titled it, Giving is Amazing. Ah. And he writes, I think stimulating a woman orally is amazing, LOL. I love the reactions to, right, LOL. I love the reactions to every little detail, from the squirming to the slight to vigorous jerking motion. I like to feel that I'm in control, smiley face. But let's not get too raunchy, LOL. And so writes Tad.
Wait, that was it?
Yeah.
You know, I like that, though. Let me read it one more time.
Sure.
It was a good one.
Hold on. All right. I think stimulating a woman orally is amazing. LOL. I love the reactions to every little detail, from the squirming to the slight to vigorous jerking motion. I like to feel that I'm in control. Smiley face. But let's not get too raunchy. LOL.
Yes. Yes. Aroused.
Yes, Tad. Good job, Tad.
Excellent, Dad.
Excellent,
while
Dad.
While stroking like a cat. Excellent job, Tad.
Dad. All right, now we have a story from Tony. Tony is 22. Tony writes, all right, so this is when I was 19. My age doesn't really matter, but it helps me justify how naive and innocent I was. It was this girl's birthday, and we went out into the city to celebrate. The whole night, me and this girl were flirting, so on the train ride home, she invites me back to her place. We get back to her place and we're hooking up. Then she looks at me and goes, I like kind of really want you to eat me out. That's funny. Hey. She was probably drunk. And at 19, I wasn't about that, but it was her birthday, so I felt obligated. Aww. Yeah. So I go down on her and she's giving me all these intricate instructions. Slower, faster, circle strokes, zigzag, more tongue. Fucking Jill Sargent. And I'm down there for like an hour.
Whoa.
She finally gets off and my mouth feels like I've been licking envelopes all day. So after she came, I start to take my pants off and she looks at me and is like, what are you doing? And I'm like, taking off my pants? She tells me she doesn't do blowjobs and my heart sunk. And then she fucking tells me she's too tired to give me a handjob. So you know what I did? I jerked off while she watched and finished on her tits. It was one of the saddest, most obscure moments of my life. I haven't spoken to her to this day. Tony.
Oh, Tony. Good for you for getting off, though.
Yeah, right? It's always good to come on some titties.
See, you know what I did?
It's one of the saddest, obscure moments of my life. That was hilarious. Oh, man. Yeah, sometimes people don't reciprocate. That's so funny. I, like, kind of really want you to eat me out. Oh, I don't give head. That's interesting. It's like that sometimes.
Yeah.
All right, that's all we have.
That was it?
Yeah. That's it for fuck you. Send in your stories, questions, comments, concerns, your bullshit, your fucked up drawings.
Yeah.
To...
Although we usually do like art.
No, send us your great fan art and your poor fan art. We'll love it all the same.
Yeah, just don't be a dick to us.
Don't be a dick to us.
Don't be rude and we won't be rude.
Yeah. Send it to ihupodcast@gmail.com. All right, so we're having a Valentine's Day party, and we're going to ask you guys to do... three things.
Yeah, you gotta do two out of three.
Yeah. So we're invited to the party, obviously, because it's us, and we're cool. And we're inviting our personal friends because we love you guys.
Yeah, they're awesome. You don't want to know that.
And then we're inviting 15 lucky listeners to come join us. So in order to attend, you have to do two of these three things. The first being rate and review us on iTunes.
My bad.
And then email us the screenshot of you doing so.
Yeah, we need proof.
We're going to post this all on our social media at slam_pal on Instagram and Twitter so that you can remember this. But you can either rate and review us on iTunes, tweet at us. Sorry, no.
Tweet at a list. We'll give you five people to tweet at.
And you tweet our links to them and say, hey, this is a great podcast.
Check
listen
it out.
To them.
Exactly. So we'll have that up for you.
Yeah.
Just gotta figure out who we would like you to politely be part.
Yes. And then the last thing you can do is take a picture of one of our thumbnails, put it on your Instagram and Facebook and Twitter if you have it, and give us a testimonial of why you love this show.
And it has to be good.
Yeah.
It can't be podcast.
This podcast.
But something personal that shows that you did listen.
Yes.
To more than just the first 5 minutes.
Exactly. Exactly.
We all know that trick.
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, the game's dick, am I right? Yeah, nigga. Listen to the rest of it. Listen to the other 10 hours so that I know that it's real.
Or at least an hour and a half.
Exactly, right?
Something. You know, or give it a selective.
But then, like, if you didn't listen, why would you be trying to get into the party?
Well, people want to fuck.
I'm not actually sucking your dick.
Yeah.
Let's get that clear.
I'm not actually watching.
Imagine somebody came. Is this a sucking dick party? And their dick is just in their hands. Where's Sam?
I have to be like, I'm sorry, I need to leave.
I'm Shanika. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shanika Powell.
Yes, I am Sam. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I changed my Instagram. They are both now Slam Rid.
Woo!
Yeah. SLAMRIDD.
Follow Lucas at
Abstract Fish Co. We are Slam Pow Productions. You can follow us at Slam_Pow on Instagram, Twitter, Periscope. And I said Periscope properly.
Yay.
And you can follow us on Facebook, Slam Pow Productions, YouTube, Slam Pow Productions. Look out for our post about our Valentine's Day party. And
here is a
little something sexy. I got up early on Saturday. I did some shopping on Saturday. I got some head, I got a check. He ate the booty on Saturday.